This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, first chapter, verse number 6. In the course of conversation, not conversation, Maharaj Parikshit was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the summit of all knowledge. Vidya Bhagavatavati, amongst the Vedic scholars, the topmost knowledge means to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is there. And this knowledge needs to be stopped. So, in all subject matter, physics, chemistry, astronomy, religion, politics, sociology, everything has been fully described, and above all, the science of God is also described. Therefore, it is called Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, the word is derived from Bhagavan, Bhagavatam. Bhagavan is the first nominative case from the word Bhagavat. And from Bhagavat, Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means in relationship with God and in relationship with the devotees of God. The Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Purana. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are preaching the cult of Bhagavatam. It is a scientific method. So there were many discussions, and in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a chronological description of people suffering due to different kinds of sinful activities. Unfortunately, at the present moment, people are unaware. They are kept in darkness. That for each and every sinful activity, there is punishment. They do not believe in the next life, but they can see practically in this life, if you violate a little laws of nature, you will be punished immediately. Just like I have got some pain in this finger, I scratch some nail that I should not have done, but immediately there is reaction and suffering. Every, you cannot do anything whimsically. As soon as you do it, immediately there is reaction. Take for example, just like salt, salt is necessary. Unless you put little salt in the foodstuff, you cannot eat it. So, salt is necessary. But if you put little more immediately, you cannot eat. It will be not eatable. Because God has given you salt, the seas, and oceans of salt, you cannot make it use more than you necessary. If you think that there is so much salt, let me eat it. No, you cannot do. Any action, just like in this material world, sex enjoyment is very pleasing. But if you enjoy it more, then you become important. the reaction is. If you can eat, say, 4 ounces, and if you eat 5 ounces, immediately there is indigestion. 2 days we'll have to stop. So why don't you see? People have become so rascal that they do not think of sinful activity. By nature's law, it is so strict that you have to follow the laws given by God. If you don't follow, then you'll be punished. Dharmanta sakshad bhagavat pranita. Dharma means the laws given by God. That is the simple description of Dharma. If you do not know what are the laws of God, then that does not mean you will not be punished. Innocence of law is no cause for excuse. If you have done something criminal without your knowledge, and if in the court you say, "My Lord, I did not know this law, that committing something criminal like this, I would have been punished." But that is no excuse. Ignorance of law is no excuse. Nature's law is so strict, just like a small child. If the child puts his finger on the fire will not excuse the child. Oh, he is an innocent child. He does not know. No. It must burn. Never mind it is child. So, there is description of different types of punishment in the Srimad Bhagavatam for different kinds of sinful activities. Therefore, after hearing the description, Parikshit Maharaj is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is very sympathetic. If actually there is any welfare worker, that is Vaishnava. This Krishna consciousness movement is going on. The Vaishnavas are taking so much trouble, just like in Melbourne, these preachers have been punished regularly. They are taken to the jail, and still they are doing that duty. Still they are going for sankirtan. Just like in one side, they are violating the so-called laws of the state, they are being punished. Similarly, important laws of God, if one violates, how he is going to be punished? This is an instance. Must be punished. So Vaishnava is always thinking how people will be happy. This Krishna consciousness movement is going on just to make people happy. They do not know so many things, and for which they are suffering in this material world, in so many stages of life, in so many forms of life. They are transmigrating from one life to another. There are 8,400,000 species of life. In this way, their existence is being spoiled. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is to give them right knowledge so that they may become happy. So this question was raised by Parikshit Maharaj. Adhuna iha mahabhaga jathaiva narakan nara nana ugra janatunan niya tanmi vyakhatam varasi. I have heard that people suffer such and such kind of punishment for such and such kind of sinful activities. So, how to give them a release from this suffering? Just like a friend. Suppose another friend for criminal activity is put into jail. But the friend is thinking, anyway, my friend is now put into jail, suffering. How to get him released? That is friend's action. Father, mother, or friend. Similarly, Vaishnava. Vaishnava is patitanam pavanibha. Vaishnava is bhavanamono. We offer our respectful obeisances to Vaishnava because Vaishnava is meant for delivering the fallen souls. That is Vaishnava's business. They are taking so much trouble just to deliver the fallen soul from the sinful activities, and those who are being punished to save them, this is Vaishnava business. The Parikrit Maharaj, not for himself, but for others, he inquired this question. My dear Sukadeva Goswami, I understand that these people are suffering so many types of punishment, but how to rescue them? Is there any method to rescue them? If there is, kindly describe. Adhunāyaho mahābhāgo jathaiva narakānna. Adhunā. Now, iho, in this world, mahābhāgo. Mahābhāgo, the Sukadeva Goswāmī is described, mahābhāgo. The most fortunate. A Vaishnava is most fortunate. Vaishnava is most fortunate because he has got the shelter of Krishna. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya-mām ekāṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Aham tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāṁ. If one takes shelter of Krishna, he is immediately released from these resultant action of sinful activities. So, mahābhāga means those who have no suffering, they are always possessed of all good fortune. He is called mahābhāga. Bhagavan, the Sanskrit word is used, Bhagavan, fortune. So, Parikrit Maharaj addressed Sukadeva Goswami as Mahābhāga, the most fortunate, because he is perfect Vaishnava. Therefore, he addresses, my dear, the most fortunate, Mahābhāga, Adhunā, now, jathaiva narakānnara. These people are suffering in the Hades condition of life. How they can be rescued? Nāna ugra jātana. Very severe punishment they are undergoing. People cannot see, they have no eyes to see, you see. They suffer in great calamity, still they cannot see that I am suffering. Just like when he passed through the streets of Australia, he go daily morning, big skyscraper buildings have been constructed, and people are making plans and working very, very hard, lifting so many heavy things. These are very heavy tasks. But they are thinking it is very happiness. They are thinking and making progress. Now, we are bringing stones and irons on head and putting together, and it is fall. We are very happy. It is easy. This is called bahirathamānina. They are enamored by the external energy of the personality of God. These material things are products of the external energy of the Lord. Bhumi rapānana vāyu khaṅgabuddhi manarīva. Bhumi, the earth, the iron, stone, wood, they are nothing but transformation of earth. Similarly, upo, water, So whatever we are manufacturing here, they are simply combination of earth, water, air, fire. Nothing but tejo barimit vinimayam. Vinimayam, exchange of tejo. Fire, tejo means fire, bari means water, and mit means earth. Just like the bricks. What is this brick? You take earth and mix it with water and put it into fire, it becomes brick. So whole thing, either earth, stone or iron, everything, they are simply a mixture of these five elements. So, I am spirit soul. I have been engaged in mixing these five things and big lumps and gathering them, just like children play in the sea beach, gathering so much sand and making like this big house. And then it is fallen down. So, we are engaged in these material activities, but we forget at the same time that there is ready atom bomb. As soon as there will be declared war, these things will be finished immediately. These people are not declaring war. America is not declaring war against Russia or China. They are thinking because they know they have got the deadly weapons atom, and that is the now diplomacy. When there will be war, the first dropping of atom bomb will be victorious. So, this is called material civilization, that we do not know that these things will be finished today or tomorrow or 100 years out. It will be finished. And I am living soul, I am eternal, I have been engaged in this material activity without knowing my progress of life, or without knowing my transmigration from earth. Suppose I spent all my energy in this piling of stone and wood in this life, and next life, if I become a rat or cat in that house, then what is the problem? And there is possibility. There is possibility. Because after death, you cannot say that I am going to be like this. That is under the hands of nature. Patite kremanani gunain karmani sarvas ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti mannate. Prakriti will take charge of immediately. As soon as you give up this body, immediately Prakriti will take charge. Take charge means Prakriti will test what is the mentality at the time of your death, and he will give you a body like that. Automatically, the nature's law is working so nicely, so perfectly, that everything is becoming manifest automatically, just like flower. You see how beautiful flower, rose flower, is coming into existence automatically. Don't think there is no brain. There is brain, but the brain is so perfect and instant that you are seeing that it is becoming automatically blue. No, there is brain. Just like electrons, just like here, machine working, and pushing some button, it is recording, and pushing some button, stop. A child may think that it is just being done automatically. No, there is a big brain behind this machine, big brain. But a policeman sees that it is being automated. Similarly, nature's law is parasasakti vividaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana molakriya cha natasya karjam. These are the Vedic verses. Natasya karjam karananja vidya. Just like if we have to construct a skyscraper building, then we have to work so hard to collect the materials and piling them and making them fit out, so many things. This material creation, this universe, was created not like that, just like it is said in the Bible, let there be creation and there was creation. Similarly, actually it is so, the parashakti, God's potencies are so subtle and perfect, as soon as he desires, immediately thing is ready. This is called yoga system. Yoga system. Therefore Krishna is known as Yogesha. Of all the yogis, he is the supreme yogi. Jatha Yogeshara. So, there is one. But, do not think there was no one automatically comes. No, there was one. But it is so subtle and perfect. The same thing. They work with so many things that working is going on within the machine. But simply I push it on and it acts. Similarly, work is there. For creation, the work is there. But it is accelerated by the perfect potency of Krishna. That is real understanding. Don't think that it has come like mantra. No. The mantra is like that. That we cannot see how subtle work is going on. If we cannot see in our body, suppose there is some injury in your finger or any part of the body, you do not know how subtle work is going on to cure it. Medicine is not cure. Medicine is only helping. But there is automatic way of curing it. Even your energy, this is your energy. My bodily pains and so many things are going on. It's like so many, you cannot count even how many hairs are there on your head. You cannot count. But it is your hair and it is produced by your energy. You have got so much energy that as soon as you cut your hair, immediately next moment it begins to grow. Thousands and millions automatically growing. As soon as the body is dead, there was no more growing, because energy is gone. So, similarly, as in your body, so much subtle energies are working, just imagine this universal body of Krishna, Virat Rupa. How much subtle energies are working, and there. So, that we do not know. That is our ignorance. Any slight deviation from the law, then we are put it into undesirable condition. That is a fact. Just like here, according to Vedic principle, the laws are given by Manu. From Manu, the word Manushya has come, or man. And there is Manushangita. In the Manushangita it is stated that if a man commits murder, then he should be hanged. He should be hanged. That is followed by every human society. Why? But that means the sinful activities which you have enacted, if he is punished in this life, then you will not so suffer again in the next life. His punishment will be finished. So that is a favor. If a murderer is hanged, then that is a favor shown by the government, because in next life you will not have to suffer. So when Parikshit Maharaj inquired, Udunayo Mahabhago Jatrivo Narakan Naro, Nana Ugrajatunan Niya Tanmi Vyakhatumanasi, kindly describe how these sinful men who are suffering, how they can be rescued from these sinful reactions. So, Sukadeva Goswami replied, Nachet ihaiva upachetim jatam hasa kritasya pujyana manavukti panivi Durvam Sabai Pretta Narakanu Paiti
যে কীর্তিত আমি ভবত স্থিম জনাতন। হি সেড মাই ডিয়ার কিং দ্যাট আনলেস হি মেট অ্যাটনমেন্ট ফর দি সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস ইন দিস লাইফ দেন নেক্সট লাইফ ইউ হ্যাভ টু সাফার দিস ইজ ইহৈব অবচিতিং যদা অংহস অংহস মিন্স সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটি অ্যাজ হি হ্যাজ ডান হাউ হি হ্যাজ ডান কুর্যাত মন উক্তি পানি উই আর কমিটিং সিনফুল অ্যাক্টিভিটি ইভেন বাই থিঙ্কিং ইভেন বাই থিঙ্কিং ইফ আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট আই শ্যাল কিল দ্যাট ম্যান দিস ইজ মেন্টাল অ্যাক্টিভিটি ইজ স্টিল ইট ইজ সিনফুল মন উক্তি ইফ আই আননেসেসারি chastise you by word, you rascal, this and that, sorry. That is also a kind of sinful activity. And if I commit by action, that is sure. Therefore it is said, hitasya pujyana mano ukti panimi. Panimi with hands or by mind, their concession for this age, when we think of any sinful activities, it does not affect us. But when we actually, suppose I am thinking of killing you, this thinking of killing you is also sinful. But unless I kill you, the sin is not, prominent in this age. This is concession. But we are actually thinking, feeling and willing and acting so many sinful activities that we do not know. That is the ignorance. So dhruvam savai preta narakanu paiti. If he does not atone in this life, just like if I take some money from you, if I do not pay you, then I will have to pay four times next life. That you do not know. Four times. Many times with interest. That's why bank gives you interest. You have to pay. But we cheat so many people. We are thinking that we are very clever. I can cheat so many persons and take money and enjoy. That is atheistic. Rinam kritya ritam file java jive sukham jive. The atheistic philosopher, everything there are in Indian Vedic culture, everything is discussed. Atheistic, theistic, scientific, everything is there. So this Charvaka Muni was an atheistic philosopher. His philosophy was that so long now that philosophy is being followed at the present moment. They don't care for sinful activities, there is no light, and after finishing this body everything is finished, enjoy life as you like. This is good. That is Charvaka philosophy. Rinam kritya hitam pibe. He said that you enjoy life by eating as much as quantity as you can provide, ghee. Because Indian philosophy means if you can eat, just like in Western countries, if you can eat meat, you think that I am very much fortunate. Similarly, in India still, villages also, they think that if we can eat more ghee, we are very fortunate. So, rinam kritya hritam vivet, javat jivet sukham jivet. So, beg, borrow, stay, eat ghee. Eat ghee, because so long you live very sensuously eating ghee and become fatty. So, rinam kritya hritam vivet, javat jivet sukham jivet. Live very happily. And then if you say that I have no money, if I borrow from friends ghee, then I'll have to pay because these are the injunctions in the shastra. But he is atheistic. He said, Vasya bhutasya dehasya kuta punaragamana bhave. According to Vedic culture, the body is burnt into ashes. So when the body is burnt into ashes, who is coming again and paying him back? Don't think about it. Everything is finished. This is the existing knowledge. But actually it is not. If we take real knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, na hannate hannamani sarire, that is real knowledge. After destruction of this body, don't think you are finished. You remain. Tathā dehāntaram prāpti dhīra-sattam dehīna-sanīya-pāti. This is the first instruction. If you want to enter into spiritual life, you must know that you, spirit, soul, you are eternal. You don't die. You are not finished. That after the destruction of this body, you accept another body. Tathā dehāntaram prāpti. These are the verses in the Bhagavad Gita, authority. And dehantram means another body. There is no guarantee what kind of body you get. That will depend on your work. You may get the body of a king or you may get the body of a hog as you have done work in this life. This life is the preparation for the next life. So here Sukadeva Goswami says that if one does not atone these sinful activities, there is prayaschitta vidhi according to Vedic culture. In Christian also, they have got prayaschitta vidhi. Confession. And the Christians are supposed to go into the church and confess the sinful activities and pay some fine, and then he becomes free. But that free, that excuse can be done once, twice, thrice, not perpetually. It is not possible. Suppose if you have done something wrong, and if you go to the court, you say, sir, excuse me, I did not know. The court may excuse you. One time, second time, not for the time, third time. Third time you will be severely punished. So these people who are thinking, by going to the church, by confession, I become free from all sinful activities, and then let me go again, coming the same thing for the whole week, and come again, and confess. This is not very good business. This is not very good business. Similarly, if you think also, you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna mantra means you become free from all sinful reaction of life. But if you think that I have got an instrument chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so let me commit all sinful activities and I shall chant Hare Krishna if you be nullified. No. That is the greatest offense. That is the greatest offense. Out of 10 kinds of offenses, this is the greatest offense. Namnat bala jasahi papa buddhi. So, God can excuse you once, twice, thrice, not more than that. Then you will be punished. Because you are knowingly criminal, your punishment will be very severe. So those who think that this atonement or confession or chanting Hare Krishna is the counteraction of our sinful activities, they are greatest sinners. They are greatest sinners, they will be severely punished. Just like a policeman, a constable, if he commits theft, he is severely punished. He is to detect criminality, but he becomes himself criminal, then he is very highly punished. That is the law. So here Sukadeva Goswami says that unless one atones his sinful activities done in this life, then he has to accept severe punishment in the next life. There is no excuse. This is the conclusion. Dhruvam savai preta narakanupaiti. Dhumam. Dhumam means sure. Surely he must suffer the hellish condition of life, next life, if he does not atone in this life. That is called prayaschitta, confession and so on. Je kirtitame, and I have already described them in the fifth chapter, that if you commit this kind of sin, you suffer like this. If you commit this kind of sin, you suffer like this. And he is giving a nice example. Tasma puraiva puraiva siha papa niskito jatita mritto pravipadda tatmana dusasya drishta guru lagava yatha bishap chikasita rujan minanavi. Therefore, my dear king, according to the gravity of sinful activities, one has to atone. Similarly, the example is, according to the gravity of the disease, the physician prescribes different types of medicine. If your disease is very severe, then the physician says that you have to take this medicine, this is very costly, you have to live like this or that. You know everyone. Ordinary disease, that can be cured by giving some tablet. But if the disease is very severe, then you have to undergo severe medical treatment and suffering and so on. This is very example. This is practical. This is practical. There is no question of doubt. The example is given. Then in this life, if you have some severe type of disease, you have to pay the doctor's bill also severe. That you cannot avoid. So why not for simple activities? And what is disease? Disease infection means that is also violating the laws of nature. That is disease. Just I gave you the example. A little scratching of nail again means 3-4 days, so much stuff. So you cannot violate. That is breaking the laws of nature, breaking the laws of God. That is sin. Either you take it as disease or sinful activities or whatever you call. So you have to atone. So Parikshit Maharaj is answering, he is very intelligent. Drishta sukabhyana jat papam. You sit down properly, you are feeling sleepy. Drishta sukabhyana jat papam. Jananapi atmane hitam karati bhuya vivasa prayaschittam matukatam. So Parikshit Maharaj says that I accept that unless one atones, then he will be punished. But what is the value of this atonement? Just like a man falls disease. He is habituated to certain habits and he falls disease on account of that. He knows that I committed this mistake in respect of my healthy condition, so I am now punished by this disease. He knows. And he has suffered. But why he commits again? This is the question. Why he commits again? The Parikshit Maharaj said, that dishta sutabhyam jat papam jananapi atmano ahitam. Person knows that this is not good for me. For example, a thief knows that stealing is not good. It is against law and against our revealed scriptures also. No religious book or scripture will say that you go on stealing. No. Neither the state laws also allow stealing. A man knows. And suppose he is stole in the past and he was punished, or he sees that one who has stolen property, he is arrested by the police and is being taken to the custody. He has seen it. He has heard it. We experience, we gather our knowledge by seeing and by hearing. So both things he has done, but he is still. Wow. This is the question. So suppose if I knowingly do something and I make atonement, and again I do it, or a disease, I know that if I attack this infection, I will suffer. Still I become infected, and again I suffer. Again I go to the physician, he gives me medicine, again I am cured, again I do. This is what. Why this is? He has got experience. Still, he has experience, he is seeing, he has heard, he has full knowledge that this kind of sinful activity will be fruitful in this way and I will have to suffer. Why does he do it? Therefore he said, kochit nivartate abhadra kochit charati tatpuna prashtittam atho apartham manne kunjara saujama. My dear Sudhir Pushyani, if a man knows it, by knowing he may refrain for some time from sinful activity, but again he does it. He's forced. Let me do it. All that is a sabbath, doesn't matter. But again he suffers. When he suffers, he says, I'll not do it again. But when he's cured, again does it. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, the same confession or anything he takes, atonement. So, Parikshit Maharaj is comparing it, kunjara saujava. It is just like the elephants taking bath. The elephant, this is natural, one can see. The elephant takes bath very thorough. He washes the body in the water, in the tank, very thorough, for long time, becomes very clean. And as soon as he comes on the shore, he takes some dust and throws it. This is nature. You have seen. So, Parikshit Maharaj said, this is just like cleaning the body of an elephant. The elephant cleanses the body very nicely. But as soon as it comes to the land, he takes dust and throws it. So, what is the use of such atonement? If I have to commit again, and I do it again and again, I atone. So, what is the benefit of this atonement? This is a strong criticism of so-called confession and atonement. Then, because as Sukadeva Goswami is the most intelligent instructor of Bhagavad principle, the audience, Parikshit Maharaj, he is also very important, very intelligent audience, and he has put this, what is the use of this atonement? I don't find any benefit of this. If I have to commit again the same sinful activity, what is the use of atonement? It is just like the bath taken by the elephant, kunyara saujava. Therefore he replied, badarayana uvacha, karmana karmanir hara na jhattam chikaiśyate avidyan adhikāratya prayaschittam vimarasana. Yes, my dear king, you are right. Your question is very intelligent. Actually, by committing something wrong and reacting it by something else, that is not very beneficial. The real prayaschitta is knowledge. Real prayaschitta is knowledge. If he is committing theft and going to the prison, suffers for 6 months, again he comes out and again he commits theft and within 4 days again he is put into the prison. We have seen many such cases. The thief comes out of the jail and exactly after 4 days he is again put into jail. This action and reaction, one has committed theft and the reaction is that he is put into jail, this is not actually beneficial. Real is that thief must be given knowledge. For want of knowledge, the whole world is suffering for want of knowledge. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is giving actual knowledge of the living entity. Vimarsana. Vimamsana means think over the matter that why I am doing this. This is called Brahma Jignasa. This is called Brahma Jignasa. Means when a person becomes inquisitive about this why. Why I am suffering? Then he becomes intelligent. Then he comes to the standard of human life. There is Upanishad, keno upasana. Keno means war. Just like Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he placed this question, why? Why I am suffering? Kiyami kena mari jabe tabatra. I do not want to die. Why there is death? I do not want to suffer from disease. Why there is disease? I do not want to take birth. Why I am put into the womb of mother again and again? Janma mitu jarabhyadi. And why I do not want to become old? Why I am forced to become old? When a person comes to this standard to inquire why these things are there, this is really intelligent. Intelligent does not mean you gather like ashes all these stones and iron and put them together and be satisfied. That is ashes business. Ash is very expert to overload his body with heavy stones. You know that? You do not know, but in India there is washerman. He puts tons of cloth over the back of the ash, and it carries, it cannot move, still it carries. And it goes to the washing ghat, washing place, and he stands there whole day eating little morsel of grass. He is thinking that unless I overload my back with this cloth, I cannot get this grass. Although he sees there are so many thousands and thousands of grasses all over, still he will serve that person. Therefore it is called ash. Ash. No intelligence. Simply working for others and eating a morsel of bread. I have seen in New York one very big publisher. He is very busy, but he is eating a few slices of bread and cup of tea, and nothing more. There are so many big, big men. They cannot eat much. But they work more than us. Oh, dear night. Therefore they are called asses. Kornis, they are called asses. Not for his personal benefit, but he does not know for whose benefit he is working so hard. But he still is working without money. Therefore, saiva gokha. Those who are under the impression, the bodily concept of life, saiva, jasyāta buddhi punapi siddhākti sadhik kalatra disubhavo inchiti. So, men, the asses, will come to this standard, why am I so working so hard? Then he is human. Otherwise, he is no better than the cows and the asses. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, yes, Sukadeva Goswami, yes, real prayaschitta is to inquire, to become inquisitive. This is the Vedanta Sutra, beginning of Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta. Adhāta Brahma Jignana. Vimarsana. And nāsnata pattham eva anyam vyadhaya avibhavanti evam niyamapitrajan sanayin chimaya bhagva. He is prescribing first thing. Just like if you live regularly, if you take foodstuff, not more than what you require, if you take nice foodstuff, healthy foodstuff, if you follow the hygienic principles, then you will never be attacked with disease. Very reasonable. Similarly, we have to live very regulative life. Then we shall not be affected or infected by the sinful activities. That is the prescription. This is required. If we do not live regulative life, if we do not follow the regulative principles that are given in this shastra, then in spite of being put into jail, in spite of my suffering, as soon as I come back, I again commit the same thing and again go to jail. This will happen. The example is given very nicely here, that if anyone does not know how to live hygienically, healthfully, he must fall disease. That's a fact. Similarly, one must have knowledge. What is the value of this life? How I shall live? Then he will be not subjected to the sinfulness. This is the conclusion. And if he lives like ass and cow, without any knowledge, without knowing the values of human life, then he must be subjected to the sinful activities and will be punished one after another, accepting different types of body. The different types of body means that is our punishment. We may think it as happiness, but as soon as you accept a material body, you are subjected to the four principles of material distances. What is that? Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. You may think that you are very scientifically advanced. There is no more distress in my life. But Krishna says, no, if you are intelligent, then you should think of this four principles as distresses. What is that? Birth, death, old age and disease. But the modern so-called scientists, they cannot make any solution for birth, death, old age and disease. Therefore, they have left them aside. No, you don't care for this. That is ignorance. Our real problem is not this temporary problem that we are in such and such distress condition. That is temporary. But real problem is, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. If anyone is intelligent enough, he should always keep before him that these are my distresses. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. I don't want to die. So what I have done for stopping my death? What I have done to stop my birth? Because as soon as I die, again I enter into the womb of a particular type of mother. Again I have to leave the pacta. That is, everyone knows. I cannot move even. No independence. The insects biting my delicate body, I cannot protest. I am simply suffering. So many things. After coming out of the womb, still there is suffering. Suffering, suffering, suffering. The whole life is suffering. But I do not know how to compensate this suffering. I do not know. There is ignorance. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu. They're just like the ass cannot understand that he's suffering, loading so much cloth of money. That is ass. One cannot understand the suffering. And we are taking it. This is now pleasure. This is not suffering. This is pleasure. I'm working so hard. I remember long ago, about 40 years ago, one of my servants, he left my service and he was pulling on thela. You know thela? The hand-pulled cart. So, after that he came to see me, I asked him, how am I doing now? So he was very pleased that I am working, pulling on this thela, and eating sumptuously, and by evening it becomes all digested, and again I eat. That is justice. He is eating sumptuously, and by working, by pulling on the thela, hard labor, whole thing is digested, and again goes in the evening, he is very sumptuously. He is very pleased. That is the success of life. The people are doing like that. They are eating in the morning and working very hard whole day, and in the evening again he becomes hungry and he is more sumptuously. That is it. That is happening. But he does not think that these distresses are there. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. So there is no solution for them, but the so-called scientists, philosophers, they know that death is natural. What is the unhappiness? I'll die. But when there is warning, now death, there is, everyone has seen, as soon as there is earthquake, they began to scream, oh, now I'm going to die.
As soon as there is any shaking in the aeroplane, they become Christian. He is afraid of them. But he says, that is not a problem. He has got this experience that at the time of death, it is very severe punishment. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Janmamitu jarabhadhi dukha dhusam. You may be satisfied with your foolish ideas, that you are very happy. But if you are intelligent, then you must always keep yourself. The Chanaka Pandit also said that those who are advancing in spiritual life, they should place before him that here is death, just before. And those who are kurmi, like us, they will always think that I will never die. The spiritualist always think that I am dying, dying, going to die next moment. And the kurmi, he should think that I will live forever. Otherwise he cannot work. He cannot, unless he is put into this ignorance that he will never die, he cannot work. So, at the modern age, the people are simply kept into ignorance so that they can walk like ass and cow and be satisfied. This is the present situation. And this Krishna consciousness movement is a fight against this civilization, this wrong civilization. This Krishna consciousness. And the people are being denied their privilege. The human life is meant for getting out of this ignorance of life. People are put into ignorance and their human life is being spoiled. So therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest welfare activity to the human society. Those who are intelligent enough, they should try to understand it and help it as much as possible. Otherwise, it is very risky civilization. People are kept into ignorance. He does not know what is the value of life. He does not know what he is. He does not know what is God. He does not know what is life. He does not know what is going to become next life. He is completely in darkness. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Parabhavastavadavurujava javanna jignasatvamapratam. So long he does not inquire that what I am, what is my necessity, why I am suffering. Unless one comes to this position of inquisitiveness, whatever he is doing, it is all defeat for him. It is all defeat for him. Because he does not know what is his position. So this Krishna consciousness movement is just to giving him the chance to understand himself. And it is very easy. It is very easy. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattva. Tatta diham punarjanmanaiti mameti. If you simply try to understand Krishna, why Krishna advents himself? Why does he come? Why does he disappear? What are his activities? What is his philosophy? This is Krishna. If you simply try to understand Krishna, then the result will be tatta diham. After giving up this body, no more accepting. That is, you stop your janma mrityu jarabhadhi. This is the science of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.